From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Columbia announced the priority snow route policy is in effect this morning. The policy automatically kicks in after there is 2 inches of snow cover along the priority routes. The 200 miles of priority routes are still snow covered. To enhance road crews' efficiency, the tow-away law is in effect. Under the tow-away law, there will be no parking along priority routes. If there is a parked car on a primary route, it will be towed at the owner's expense. In Columbia, the secondary roads are also still covered and currently not being worked on by crews. The City of Columbia will send out an announcement when crews begin work on those roads. In public transportation, Como Connect will have delayed operation start times. They will begin operations at 10 a.m. this morning. Meanwhile, the paratransit services have been suspended all day. The westbound lanes of Interstate 70 are closed at mile marker 165 in Callaway County due to a vehicle crash. Missouri Department of Transportation says the interstate is expected to be closed for about 4 hours. Most schools across mid-Missouri, including the University of Missouri campus, has been closed all day due to snow, but the university hospital will remain 24/7 and will not be impacted by the snow. The Columbia Regional Airport is open today, but flights may be delayed. The airlines and flight crews have final decision on all flights. And there are no major power outages that have been reported at this time. Please continue to check KBIA.org for snow updates throughout the day. The first candidate forum for Columbia's first ward city council seat brought community members and 7 of the 8 candidates together Friday night. The forum was completely driven by audience questions. The issue of legalizing marijuana, which was a leading force in the move to oust former councilperson Ginny Chadwick, came up, but did not monopolize the conversation. The candidates were stumped several times on issues brought up by the audience. Joan Sullivan, whose husband asked one of those questions, says though she knows the older candidates, she hopes the younger candidates will begin to prove themselves as the election approaches. The candidates are Nate Brown, Rob Rasmussen, the Rev. Clyde Ruffin, Sal Nuccio, John Clark, Jake Loft, the Reverend Rob Stewart, and Dan Rader. The next forum will be held on March 12th, with the third anticipated before the April 7th election. A vehicle crash had all westbound lanes of Interstate 70 in Callaway County closed, but Missouri Department of Transportation has announced the far right lane is now open. Columbia announced the priority snow route is in effect this morning. The policy automatically kicks in after there is 2 inches of snow cover along priority routes. To enhance road crews' efficiency, the tow-away law is in effect. Under the tow-away law, there will be no parking along priority routes. If there is a parked car on a primary route, it will be towed at the owner's expense. Columbia's secondary roads are still covered and currently not being worked on by crews. The City of Columbia will send out an announcement when crews begin to work on these roads. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.